Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Thursday. That means Wayne Allen Root will join us just after 10 o'clock. We'll also be joined by Don Soifer in our 11 o'clock hour. He is the president of the Nevada Action for School Options. How much damage to school choice did the 80th Nevada legislature do? We'll talk about that coming up just after 11 o'clock. But joining us now, a guy we've had on many, many times. So happy to have him on again. Mark Lauder. He is the strategic communications director for the 2020 reelect campaign for the president of the United States. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I am just fine. A lot of news overnight. Let's get the 800-pound elephant in the room out of the way. The president, in an interview with George Stephanopoulos on ABC News, said that he would at least consider accepting information from a foreign government on a political opponent. A lot of people are branding this as unethical. A lot of people on the left are saying it may be an impeachable offense. What say you? You heard what George Stephanopoulos and the president talked about. Is there anything nefarious here?
I mean, and let's also be completely honest. This is also one-sided hypocrisy from the left, because they are not talking about the fact that Hillary Clinton and the Democrat National Committee paid a foreign operative with connections to Russia to dig up dirt on then-candidate Donald Trump, or the fact that the Ukrainian government was caught trying to aid Hillary Clinton's campaign in 2016, or even, you know, Chairman Adam Schiff, who took a phone call that was supposedly from Ukrainians offering dirt on President Trump, and he gladly accepted it, only find out that he was being pranked by Russians. So, I mean, this is completely a one-sided faux outrage by the left, and they don't even bother to turn the attention to their own misdeeds in this area. They just want to focus and continue their, you know, their fake witch hunts against President Trump.
Is there anything wrong, though? And I keep thinking, if I were the New York Times, and somebody comes over the transom with some information on one candidate or another, they're certainly going to use that information, are they? I mean, their first call is not going to be to the FBI, is it?
Well, no. And I mean, let's just look back in history. You know, I mean, one of the very first phone calls that President Trump made in office to a foreign leader was leaked somehow by somebody to one of those mainstream major newspapers. And they had no problem running with that information. It may have been leaked by internal sources. It may have been leaked externally. We don't know. But the fact of the matter is they receive leaked information, including leaked classified information all the time. And they have no problem running out and reporting on it.
Despite all of this, despite this this groundswell from the left talking about getting talking about the idea of getting impeachment hearings started in the House and all of that, despite all of that, the president, things are going well for the president. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, you see it every day, whether it is in a booming economy with you know, unemployment at historic lows, wages going up for the first time in 10 years. Those are all great things to the American people. Even the president's leadership with dealing with Mexico on the crisis at the southern border. I mean, it's true that Mexico is doing more to stop this crisis than the United States Congress. They still can't even pass a bill that the president has asked for months months ago to provide emergency funding to care for the people who have come into our country illegally. It's straining the system, and they still can't even get that passed, let alone actually to deal with the crisis by reforming our immigration and asylum laws.
I want to ask you, because we always talk about this whenever we make a deal with North Korea or Russia or China, and the question is, can we trust them to uphold their end of the deal? Now we have the number one trading partner of the United States making a deal with us, Mexico, and a lot of people are asking, can they really fulfill their end of the bargain? What say you?
Well, I think what we're already seeing is they're putting these things in action. So for the first time, you have 6,000 National Guard troops in Mexico headed to their southern border to actually start patrolling their southern border to stop the flow. They're actually setting up checkpoints on major thoroughfares and transit areas in their country to do random immigration screens and checks to make sure that they're stopping people who are trying to make that dangerous 1,000-mile journey from Mexico's southern border to our southern border. So the proof is going to be in the pudding, but what the president said was that if we don't see the concrete steps, if we don't see them continuing to honor their agreement, then the threat for the tariffs could be renewed. But right now we're seeing them take that action, which is very positive. It followed months of discussions, but yet no concrete proposals. Things were discussed, but they weren't committing to them. And it took the president using the tools that he had available to say, it's either now or never. You're going to do it, or we're going to take reciprocal action here. And it's great to see that within days, the Mexican government came to the United States, and now they are working with us on this issue.
Again, Mark Lauder joining us. He has a new title, believe it or not, Strategic Communications Director for Trump 2020. As somebody that's a part of the reelection effort, can you give us broad strokes? And I know you're not going to give us the inside skinny on this thing, but can you give us the broad strokes of what this campaign is going to look like?
Well, I think first off, it should be noted it's going to be probably the most advanced from a data and analytics standpoint of any presidential campaign in history. It will be obviously fully funded, and we've got a president who's rip-raring to go already. He can't wait to get down to Orlando next week and see the massive crowd of people that are already expected. But what we're going to talk about are the things that you would expect to talk about. This is a promise. This is a president who made a promise as a candidate that if you elect me and send me to the White House, I'm going to do certain things. And he is following through on those steps. He's taking action where Congress won't take action. The economy is doing better. Jobs are coming back. It didn't take a magic wand like Barack Obama and Joe Biden were saying to get manufacturing and other jobs to come to our country. And so all of these things are good things. We're reinvesting in our military. We're dealing with problems like with China that have been decades in the making. Presidents of both parties had been saying to the American people for decades they were going to deal with it, or they were going to renegotiate the horrible NAFTA deal. This is a president who's actually getting these things done, and Americans are benefiting because of it. So you're going to see him take that message to the people. We're going to fight in all those states that not only that where we won, but places like Nevada and other places where we came oh so close. And this is a president who believes that it's going to ultimately be a choice. And when you have Democrats out there talking about taking people's private health insurance away from them, kicking 20 million American seniors off of their Medicare Advantage plans so they can do a complete government takeover of health care, and I'll tell you, I don't like going to the DMV. I certainly don't want to go wait in some bureaucratic line to figure out what and when I can have my health care provided to me. These are the kinds of fundamental questions the American people are going to have to ask themselves, and I think they're going to choose to keep the success going that we've seen under this president.
Do you worry? We've seen polling that says millennials prefer socialism to capitalism. You see that in some of the polling. Do you worry that there is a generation that believes socialism is the best way to go?
Well, we've always known, and it's been proven throughout a very long history of time, that younger people tend to be more liberal and they get more conservative as they grow older. But to see the outright embrace of socialism is really frightening for our nation. We are not a nation built on socialism. We are built on capitalism and on innovation and on hard work and overcoming challenges through the private sector, through American greatness, not through government mandates and government programs. And so that's what they're talking about. And so that does worry me. But I also think that that when push comes to shove, when they actually see that there's never been a better time in your entire life to get a job. If you're just coming right out of high school or college, there's never been a better time to get a job than right now. That isn't because of the government. It's because of getting government out of the way. And that's why we see historic low unemployment, even for people without a college degree, people who've just graduated from high school. They're getting jobs. They're getting better pay. And it's because we got government out of the way. And so why would we want to go back to when slow growth was considered the new normal?
I want to ask you about the front runner in the Democrat race for president. He'll be on the stage either on the 26th or the 27th of June in Miami, the first debates of the election season. And I want to ask you about Joe Biden. And you know, everybody's wondering who the first candidate's going to be to play the age card. Is that something that politically will play if people start talking about, you know, we need a new generation of leadership in our country, Beto and Mayor Pete and all these different people? If one of them plays the age card, is that going to upset the apple cart, so to speak?
Well, I'm not sure if that will or not. We have seen over the course of just recent history where in some cases it's, you know, the age card works. You know, Bill Clinton ran to be, you know, as the first post-World War II baby boomer generation president, but it was really not as much about just that. He had an energy and he had a message that connected with the American people. We have seen, obviously, with President Trump, you know, that his message resonated and it wasn't about age. It was about connecting with the American people and what they want. And that's going to be the challenge with the Democrats as they continue to run to the far left extremes that we've never seen before. I mean, let's just go back. I mean, in the last 4 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks, Joe Biden has had four different takes on taxpayer-funded abortion. He was against taxpayer-funded abortion for 40 years, then said he wasn't, then said no, he actually was still opposed to it, and now he's flip-flopped 180 and is back to supporting something that even most middle moderate Americans are like, no, that's been the law since 1976. Don't necessarily need to have taxpayer-funded abortion. And you also look at the fact that he's flip-flopped on China. They weren't an enemy 2 weeks ago, and now they're an adversary. And I go back to just what one of his own colleagues, the Secretary of Defense under Obama, who worked in the Obama White House right next to him, said in a book that he wrote and recently reiterated it on one of the national programs, that said that Joe Biden has been on the wrong side of nearly every major foreign policy and national security issue going back 40 years. That's coming from a colleague. What does that say about where you stand and about your leadership when you couldn't, you know, when you have your colleagues saying that about you, and then you come out and say China's not an enemy or an adversary, only to flip-flop, well, no, I mean, yes, they are. I mean, who knows what he thinks anymore?
I want to ask you again, Mark Lauder joining us, Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 reelect campaign. Earlier this week, both Joe Biden and the president were in Iowa. Joe Biden was in Davenport, Iowa, and attacked the president. He is an existential threat to the republic, etc. I've got to ask you. I thought the president did amazingly well in that exchange, going head to head against Joe Biden.
No, absolutely. And the president just laid it out. I mean, again, let's go back and look at Joe Biden's record, not just about what his own colleagues said about him or even just about China. You know, this is a man who claims to be about blue collar workers and middle class Americans. And he voted for NAFTA. He was a cheerleader for TPP, which both labor unions and middle class Americans knew was going to eliminate millions of jobs. He's endorsed a version or the concept of the Green New Deal, which, again, people who build things and make things with their hands knows is horrible for our country. He supported the Iran deal, which gave billions of dollars to the largest supporter of terror in the world. And, I mean, we can go on and on and on in terms of where he has been wrong about the safety and security and economic prosperity of our country. So to attack our president, who's undoing all of those things, just sees it's a sign of desperation. He's just trying to, you know, continue to stick out in the Democrat field.
Okay, I want to ask you, Congress is in session for a little while longer, and the big question is, are they going to get anything done? Is there any initiative from the president, whether it be infrastructure, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, any of that stuff that you think we can get done before Labor Day?
Well, I'm hoping that they're going to get the USMCA done. It's something that needs to be done. So many people in their districts, and especially in some of the districts that they just won a year ago or, you know, 6 months ago here, you know, they understand that the USMCA is good for blue-collar America. It's good for our farmers. It's good for our country because it levels the playing field and updates the very flawed NAFTA deal that so many presidents of both parties even admitted needed to be updated. So, but we'll see what they do with that. I'm hopeful for it, but I have no confidence that Nancy Pelosi is going to be able to get her caucus to do anything other than investigate the president. You know, maybe there's some discussions, hopefully, about getting the humanitarian aid at the border approved, the $4.5 billion that the president has asked for. But again, can she get her caucus to do anything? And that's one of the real challenges right now for many of these moderate or so-called moderate Democrats that won for the first time in districts that the president won in 2016, is they're going to have to go to their voters here with President Trump also on the ballot and explain to the voters what they got done. Because so far, it's a big pile of nothing. They've gotten nothing done, and the president's going to call them out for it, and they're now going to have to look to those voters and say, well, you sent me here. We didn't do anything.
I can't wait. Mark Lotter, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much, man. Have a great rest of your week and a great weekend. We'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Mark Lotter, Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 reelect. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now.
This is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel trucker. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me. And I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut-rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem. Like me.
Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Dr. Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic is with us. How does managing pain through chiropractic care differ from medical care?
So the difference is we use our hands, we manipulate the spine, which means just introducing motion to segments that aren't moving correctly, doing some manual massage techniques to the muscles to help those relax. Other than muscle pain, there's very, very few side effects. So combining that with our exercise that we prescribe people when they go home, that's kind of the approach that we take. It's a little bit different than maybe anti-inflammatories and muscle relaxants and pain medications.
If you're tired of hurting, tired of pills, tired of the whole mess, give the folks a call. Dr. Jeffrey and Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, 775-289-6800. By the way, they're now over one day a week over in Eureka. So if you have friends in Eureka, tell them to give them a call. 775-289-6800, 775-289-6800. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet. Or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I don't care if it rains or freezes, as long as I got my plastic Jesus riding on the dashboard of my car.
Yes, yes, yes.
I can go 100 miles an hour, as long as I got the almighty power. You don't care for my pair of bunny knives.
Amen to that.
I love it. Amen to that. You betcha. Great to have you with us, Kevin Wall, with you. It is Thursday. That means Wayne Allen Root coming up top of the hour. Coming up, what is it that has the left in such a tizzy? What he said with George Stephanopoulos, I'm going to let you hear it in context. You've been seeing and hearing 7, 8, 10 second sound bites. I'm going to let you hear the whole thing in its entirety. So stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Hey, down here, it's your tummy talking. I got a message from your taste buds. It's time to go to Taco Time, especially right now, because they're bringing back those delicious cilantro lime bowls you like so much. Remember, with juicy pork carnitas or tender seasoned chicken piled high with fresh ingredients and topped with avocado ranch dressing. Mm-mm, yummy for the tummy. Take it from me, I should know.
Listen to your tummy. Get a cilantro lime bowl at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump raising more than a few eyebrows in an interview that aired last night in which he said he'd accept dirt on political foes if it was offered by a foreign government.
It's not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it.
Generally supportive of President Trump, this time Senator Lindsey Graham, the South Carolina Republican, says the president is wrong.
A foreign government comes to you as a public official and offers to help your campaign.
giving you anything of value, whether it be money or information on your opponent, the right answer is no.
The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops approving a third-party system to report allegations of sexual abuse by clergy. Complaints could be made over the internet or by phone. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225, 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225, 800-847-0225, 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225, NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email nevadatalknet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
All across the state of Nevada, it's Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. Everybody and their brother is talking about on cable news and on the hourly. You heard the bottom of the hour news, and they ran a little seven second clip of the president and George Stephanopoulos talking about Oppo research. Opposition research, every campaign that I know of, from dog catcher on up, does opposition research, finding out, you know, how to compare and contrast the candidacy of one candidate to that of another. And yesterday, George Stephanopoulos was in the Oval with the president, and they talked about Oppo research, and would the president accept Oppo research if he knew it was coming from a foreign government? I want you to hear the entire exchange. It runs about just less than 2 minutes, but I want you to hear it all, not the 7 second sound bites you've been hearing, because it gives you a little bit of perspective on what the president was talking about. Here again, the president and George Stephanopoulos.
In June of 2016, just months before the election, Don Jr. received an email from a business associate promising dirt on Hillary Clinton from the Russian government. Don Jr.'s response, "If it's what you say, I love it." The conversation led to a meeting in Trump Tower that included the president's son, his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and a Russian lawyer. Don Jr. insists nothing came of it. And special counsel Robert Mueller concluded there was not enough evidence to charge a conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia.
And then the report comes out, and they didn't even say, they hardly even talked about it.
Should he have gone to the FBI when he got that email?
Okay, let's put yourself in a position. You're a congressman. Somebody comes up and says, "Hey, I have information on your opponent." Do you call the FBI?
I don't think it's coming from Russia.
I've seen a lot of things over my life. I don't think in my whole life I've ever called the FBI. In my whole life, you don't call the FBI. You throw somebody out of your office. You do whatever.
Al Gore got a stolen briefing book. He called the FBI.
Well, that's different. A stolen briefing book. This isn't a stolen. This is somebody that said, "We have information on your opponent." Oh, let me call the FBI. Give me a break. Life doesn't work that way.
The FBI director says that's what should happen.
The FBI director is wrong.
Your campaign this time around, if foreigners, if Russia, if China, if someone else offers you information on an opponent, should they accept it or should they call the FBI?
I think maybe you do both. I think you might want to listen. There's nothing wrong with listening. If somebody called from a country, Norway, "We have information on your opponent." Oh, I think I'd want to hear it.
You want that kind of interference in our elections?
It's not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it. If I thought there was something wrong, I'd go maybe to the FBI. If I thought there was something wrong. But when somebody comes up with OPPO research, right? They come up with OPPO research. Oh, let's call the FBI. The FBI doesn't have enough agents to take care of it. But you go and talk honestly to congressmen. They all do it. They always have. And that's the way it is. It's called OPPO research.
Now, let me just ask you, and this is what I haven't heard anybody talk about this. How is this any different than the New York Times or the Washington Post or NBC News or CNN coming up with, information right out of the Oval Office? I mean, how is this different than the leaks we have seen around the White House, throughout the deep state? And I'm not sure that there's a difference. Do you still call would it be okay to access the information and then call the FBI? I mean, first of all, any information, I'm going to tell you what my personal view would be. If I were holding high office, not that I ever would, I would first have to ascertain if the information in said dossier, if you will, was accurate. Because you're going to get, in the course of a campaign, a lot of information that's not accurate. People that are playing double agents, so to speak. And I guess my point is, I don't know, but that I would listen to the information and then call the FBI. Is that okay? Is that all right? Does that meet the high standards of the Democrat Party? The same people? You know, the Hillary campaign that helped finance the Steele dossier?
I think it's that goody two-shoes image or something. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what it is. Anyway, that is what got this whole thing started. And then it took on a life of its own as more people started weighing in. James Clapper, the former director of National Intelligence, was on with Anderson Cooper last night. This is cut two. And listen to his reaction to the Trump comments on the foreign government OPPO research. Here it is.
I've run out of adjectives to react, to describe the reaction to this. You know, incredible, amazing, I think stunning and disturbing that the president would advocate the use of accepting information provided by a foreign country, notably a foreign adversary, and in doing so, completely overlooking the fact that this could probably would be disinformation. In other words, completely phony. And to endorse that, and then in doing so, endorse, undercut the FBI and its director. It's just incredible. And I can't get over the duplicity of it. Here, all the criticism about the infamous dossier, and you know, you can't use it because it's not valid. You can't accept it. And then in this case, well, and you know, it's okay. And we're looking to the future here. We're not talking about the past. I thought Josh Campbell in the previous segment made some great points about that.
Well, you know, I'm reminded of when candidate Trump said, you know, Russia, if you're out there, I'd love to get those, you know, missing Hillary Clinton emails, the 30,000 emails, you know, if you're listening, Russia. And we know from the Mueller report that hours later, Russian hackers made attempts. It's essentially kind of echoing that again. I mean, it's basically a clarion call saying, you know what, if a country came to me again, I'd listen to it.
Yeah, the Russians are going to they're going to do this. They're going to repeat what they did in 2016. They're going to repeat it in 2020. And now what President Trump has done is encouraging them to do so. Again, it's just it's stunning.
He makes an interesting point. Here's another.
Shut up.
Okay, let me get you some reaction from Talking Heads. David Gergen has served presidents dating back to the Nixon era, and he agrees with a fellow CNN analyst, Rick Santorum. Let's go to cut four, because this is. David Gergen, who is not surprised by the Oppo research comments of the President of the United States. Listen to this.
I don't even know how to pose a question about this, but were you surprised that the President would say this, given all that has happened thus far?
Shocked, but not surprised. Yeah, this has sort of become standard fare, unfortunately, for a president. Listen, Anderson, I think one needs to distinguish legally, and Laura can elaborate on this. But the Lawfare, which is an online publication, is highly respected, had an analysis of the law regarding this, and it makes a distinction between if you're on a campaign and receive information from the Russians, and you're not a member of the government. It's unclear that you have an obligation, but if you're in the government with a top security clearance and a person from a foreign government approaches you with information like this, especially an adversarial country, you have an affirmative obligation to call the FBI. You have an affirmative obligation, and it would be breaking the law not to call them. So I do think that, and that suggests how serious this is. Listen, I've never heard of any president before this who even talked to the Russians. I never knew of any staff that ever even talked to the Russians. It was just sort of so out of bounds, it was just unimaginable. I mean, the fact we're even talking about this is sort of startling, but it is not surprising.
This is a bunch of hogwash.
Okay, coming up, I'm going to let you hear from one of the most, one of the furthest left commentators on CNN. And what does he think of this whole Oppo research thing? Now, to be honest, Oppo research has been out there for as long as I can remember in various forms. And the only difference is that we're actually talking about it. I'll let you hear from Van Jones coming up in a minute. You want to join us? Want to be a part of the show? You can. I would love to get your feedback, and we'll do that probably in our next hour, because we're booked up until the top of the hour. Of course, Wayne Allen Root will join us just after 10 o'clock. But Van Jones coming up next as we continue live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, Its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley on 101.1 FM KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I really want to care. I want to feel something. Let me dig a little deeper.
No, sorry. Nothing.
After all, you didn't pick them. Maybe somebody else has got time to listen.
My give a damn's busted.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. Good to have you with us. You've heard what the president said that set off this firestorm. You've heard from David Gergen. You've heard from James Clapper. Now, Van Jones. CNN, flaming liberal, and his reaction to the Trump Oppo research comments. This is cut number five. Van Jones last night on CNN.
Van Jones, this is a problem because
the problem, because it's, it sounds to me like the president of the United States is literally asking for foreign help. I mean, he didn't learn anything. He was mad at the Mueller report. Hey, I'm being investigated for doing all this bad stuff. He's literally admitting to most of the stuff that he would do right now, most of the stuff that caused the Mueller report to happen in the first place. He's admitting that right now that he's open for business for foreign governments. I just can't imagine how any self-respecting conservative or Republican would say, this is great. Again, I hate to say this, but if a Barack Obama had said, hey, listen, let me know, anybody in the world, you got dirt on my opponents, I don't care where you're from, if you're from Kenya, please send me an email right now. There would have been Tea Party people marching in the street by the millions. This is so far over the line, and yet somehow the Republicans are going to shrug and defend it tonight again, I'm sure.
And he's right. Republicans did defend the president, pretty much. Although I think Lindsey Graham today has come out and said that it's wrong. I want to switch gears. I want to make sure I get this in this hour. Bernie Sanders went on CNN last night with Anderson Cooper. He has kind of stalled in second place behind sleepy or creepy Joe Biden. Let's go to cut 7 real quick. Or no, in fact, I stand corrected. Let's go to cut 6. And this to me, and I started to get into it with Mark Lauder, and I just ran out of time. This, to me, is what this election, this 2020 reelect, is going to be about. And whether the American people want to embrace socialism or they want to embrace capitalism. Capitalism is, we're doing pretty good with capitalism. The economy is booming. The stock market's up. More jobs are out there. But I want you to hear what Bernie Sanders said last night with Anderson Cooper. And he predicted the American people will embrace his version of socialism. Here it is.
The Democrat Party has never been angrier. They're so angry. Do you ever see a people so angry? For what? For what? These are angry people. Every day, the Democrat Party is becoming more and more unhinged and more extreme. They're going crazy. Do you love it? I sort of love it. Right?
Back now with Senator Sanders. You talked today in your speech about compassion, justice, and love as sort of the hallmarks of how you see leadership and your leadership. You know how the president's going to paint your talk of democratic socialism, besides, you know, Venezuela. Do enough Americans know what you mean by that and what that actually looks like?
Well, Anderson, that's why I'm on your show tonight.
Well, that's why I'm asking you.
Look, what we have to understand, for example, the United States is the only major country on earth not to guarantee health care to all people as a right. In many countries in Europe, Germany for one, you go to college and the cost of college is zero. I think in Finland, they actually pay you to go to college. In most countries around the world, the level of income and wealth inequality, which in the United States today is worse than at any time since the 1920s, with three families owning more wealth than the bottom half of America, that level of income and wealth inequality is much less severe than it is right here in the United States.
But as you know, the taxes in many of those countries are much higher than they are in the individual personal taxes, much higher than they are in the United States.
But I suspect that a lot of people in this country would be delighted to pay more in taxes if they had health, if they had comprehensive health care as a human right. I live 50 miles away from the Canadian border. You go to the doctor anytime you want. You don't take out your wallet. You have heart surgery, you have a heart transplant, you come out of the hospital, it costs you nothing. Your kids in many countries around the world can go to public colleges and universities tuition free. Wages in many cases are higher. So there is a trade-off. But at the end of the day, I think that most people will believe they're going to be better off when their kids have educational opportunities without out-of-pocket expenses, when they have health care as a human right, when they have affordable housing, when they have decent retirement security. I think most Americans will understand that that is a good deal.
Funny comedy.
not very funny. I want to leave you with this piece of information. We'll talk about it with Wayne Allen Root coming up in just a little bit. A federal watchdog agency recommended today that Kellyanne Conway, a senior aide to the president, should be removed from office after repeatedly violating the Hatch Act. It's a federal law that prohibits political speech in her official capacity. Conway is, quote, a repeat offender, unquote, of the Hatch Act for disparaging Democratic presidential candidates and for two TV interviews where she spoke for and against candidates for the U.S. Senate in Alabama during 2017. Stephen Groves, a White House deputy press secretary, hit back, accusing the agency of, quote, flawed, unquote, reasoning. Groves said the law cited by the Office of Special Counsel is unclear and applied unevenly. Don't look for her to be leaving anytime soon. Suffice it to say, we'll have more on that story coming up. Looking at the roadmap, Wayne Allen Root will join us in just a bit. Very excited about that. We'll talk about all of this. We'll talk about the Kellyanne Conway thing, and we'll also talk about what happened last night with George Stephanopoulos. Is it that big a deal? Is the president an existential threat to our republic? That's what Bernie Sanders says. Yeah, Bernie Sanders went on CNN last night and said the same thing he's been saying, that essentially the president is an existential threat to the republic. No, it's bizarre. Yeah. And that's essentially what we've got. We've got Bernie Sanders going out and spewing all of this hate about the president of the United States. It's just bizarre. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Thanks to Wyatt Cox, as always, at the controls. Yeah. Wayne Allen Root coming up next as we continue live and local now.